what are Epsom salts made of, and why are they called that? Epsom salts is another name for magnesium sulfate, a magnesium salt sometimes abbreviated as MgSO4. According to the United States Dispensary, Dr. Grew documented obtaining magnesium sulfate crystals from evaporating the mineral water of the town of Epsom, England, in 1675. The resulting powder was called Epsom salts. The mineral water from the Seyditz spring in Germany was nearly identical to Epsom, so the terms Seyditz salts and Epsom salts were used interchangeably to refer to magnesium sulfate. Over time, only the Epsom salts name stuck. By the late 1880s, a new process was developed for producing both table salt and Epsom salt. Instead of having to mine it, salt could be produced by evaporating water from the sea. After extracting the desirable sodium chloride from seawater, the leftover brine contained nearly pure magnesium sulfate. In colonial America, magnesium sulfate was produced from veins of rock near Baltimore and southern Pennsylvania. Today, Epsom salts are still produced by evaporating seawater. Magnesium sulfate is widely used today, both externally as either a poultice or a solution for soaking. It's also used internally as a laxative. Often packaged in quart-sized milk cartons, Epsom salts is a white, odorless powder that tastes salty and bitter. Magnesium sulfate can relieve constipation by helping fecal matter move through the colon and rectum. Many laxatives are derived from natural sources and were often added to patent medicines in early America. Laxatives were classified in two ways, by how they worked and the intensity of their effect on the bowels. There are stimulant laxatives, bulk laxatives, saline laxatives, and emollients, or stool softeners. Magnesium sulfate is classed as a saline laxative. An older grouping of laxatives is by intensity: laxatives, purgatives, and drastics. Depending on the concentration used, Epsom salts is classified as either laxative or purgative. Some liquid antacids like Maalox and Mylanta contain magnesium hydroxide. Less potent than magnesium sulfate, magnesium hydroxide has a milky white color, giving it the name milk of magnesia. Another laxative containing magnesium is magnesium citrate, a clear liquid containing sodium bicarbonate and citric acid, which makes it fizzy. It's sold in a glass bottle as citrate of magnesia. So, how do Epsom salts work? When you add the crystals to water, the result is concentrated, salty water. If you drink it, it will pull water out of your body and into your intestines, making your stool more liquid. The increased watery bulk of your stool will encourage it to move quickly through your gut, your colon, and rectum. The more concentrated the solution of magnesium sulfate, the more laxative effect it will give you. Soaking in a solution of Epsom salts dissolved in warm water can help shrink tissues surrounding an injury. It can pull fluid out of swollen tissues, which also helps reduce swelling and pain. Soaking in warm Epsom salts softens and shrinks the skin, making foreign bodies like splinters and insect stings more easier to remove. Some people add Epsom salts to bath water for a whole body soak or a therapeutic bath to relieve muscle aches. The Epsom Salt Council was formed in 1993 to encourage the use of Epsom salts. Their website, www.epsomsaltcouncil.org, promotes this all-natural product with suggestions for use in the garden, as a beauty aid, in crafts, and for health. Epsom salts are safe when used externally for soaking, but be very careful about using it
by drinking it. The amount of magnesium that is absorbed into your body can be unpredictable. One woman actually died from gargling with Epsom salts due to absorbing excess of magnesium, which caused her heart to stop.
Another woman almost died from heart block after using an enema made from 3 tablespoons, not teaspoons, tablespoons of Epsom salts dissolved in warm water. And 2 children went into cardiac arrest and 1 died after consuming several doses of a mega mineral supplement which contained high doses of magnesium. If you use milk of magnesia or magnesium citrate for constipation, please be careful and do not exceed the doses recommended on the label. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.